service was especially meaningful to me. Our first sentence was, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness." You know, if that's a true testimony for us, and then we've got a lot to praise the Lord for on that. Next song we sang had the phrase in it of, "Let us pray for each other, not faint by the way, in this sad world of sorrow, sin, and just an expectant hope of when Christ is a rock, this can be that hope." And in the meantime, it's, "Father, I stretch my hands to thee." No other help I know. Very beautiful. Okay, this morning we're not having Sunday school. And sometimes services like this get a little bit long for the younger set. So maybe there'll be something to break it up for you. But I'd like to have a Sunday school lesson this morning. I'm going to take this story out of Mark chapter 2. And it's a story that we all are familiar with, but it is a very, very beautiful story. It's a story of a man that had almost nothing to live for. And all of a sudden, he had a lot going for him. Mark chapter 2, and I'm going to ask the front benches here to read this. And we're going to start with verse 1, and we would like to read through verse 12. So we'll start over here with the girls and go across and read to the back there. Okay, very interesting story. I'm going to ask you some questions now, and you won't find it in your Bible, so you'll have to think about this. Was this a really fat man? Is that the reason he was paralyzed? What do you think? Somebody's shaking their head. Do you think that's right? Why don't you think he was a really fat man? Anybody? There were four people carrying him. You know, it's really tough to carry a big fat man if it's just four people. That's what I think. So it's probably he wasn't very big. But he was paralyzed. And that probably meant too maybe he wasn't as healthy. Maybe not. Maybe he was. But he may have been. But anyhow, there was this man that had an unusual experience of being carried to a house, and we don't know if the house was big or small, but we think it was probably a smaller one because most of the houses were. But there were so many people around that they couldn't get to Jesus. And that's usually a problem. You know, people went through a lot of effort to get to Jesus when they were desperate. There was this one woman that must have been crawling on her hands and knees when she said, "Oh, if I could just but touch the hem of his garment." And she went through that effort to get to Jesus. Here there were men that were took him in, and there was the place was so crowded that they decided the only way to get to Jesus is through the roof. And so they went up and took the roof apart and let the man down. That's another reason I don't think he was very big, because that would have been a gaping big hole if they would have done that. And maybe it was. It probably was a big hole. But they were interested in getting this man to Jesus because they had faith that Jesus could take care of this man's problem. But the most surprising thing was the first words that Jesus told this man. He said he looked at him and he saw their faith, not the man's faith. And this is a statement for people that believe that if you have enough faith, you will be healed. I think our faith in Jesus is what counts there. And if it's his will, then, we can intercede. There's lots of things, but this healing didn't depend on this man's faith necessarily, but he saw the faith of the four that carried him, and he said, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." And that is so impressive to me, because this man didn't come to get his sins forgiven. He came, they brought him to be healed so that he could walk. But just think about this for a moment. If this man was 50 years old, I don't know how old he was, and if they lived to be 70 years, or if he lived to be, let's say, 100 years old, because he could be really old, how long would this special miracle last? If he could be healed, he's 50, and he could live to be 100, how long would it last that he could walk? Anybody? How many years is it from 50 to 100? 50 years. So that would be a great miracle, but it would last 50 years. And then, of course, he dies and he doesn't walk anymore after that, right? So, but Jesus said, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." And that means that he is entitled to eternal life through Jesus Christ. And how many years does that last? There is no way to count that. And so that is he got a tremendous blessing that day. Not only could he walk, but Jesus told him his sins are forgiven him. And that's the whole reason we're coming together today for this special occasion, is to celebrate that salvation that he has provided. It is too tremendous to get our mind around, and yet we do it. We do it twice a year. We eat. We go through the symbols. But it is too great to even get our mind wrapped completely around it. So let's just be thankful, and let's serve the Lord, and let's have a meaningful service today. Let's bow our heads for prayer.